Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. And I do pray that it's good food for you. God wants to help us every step of the way, even through this tiny program. The Lord is loving us. He wants to draw us closer and closer to Himself. The entrance antiphon for today says, "Come, you blessed of my Father, receive the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Alleluia. What is heaven going to be like? We can't even imagine it. But God has gone before us in Christ to make a place for us. Brothers and sisters, we are so loved beyond all price. Please heed His word. Please listen to Him. The opening prayer says this: O God, who gladden us year by year with the solemnity of the Lord's resurrection, graciously grant that by celebrating these present festivities, we may merit through them to reach eternal joys. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. You are that loved. He's prepared a place for us. I've often thought about that in recent days. What is that going to be like? I can't even imagine. So I kind of stopped usually because I thought nothing that I could come up with would fulfill what God wants to give us. Only God knows it. So let's turn to Him. If you've been away from Him, if listening to this program is, "Oh yeah, well, my wife or my husband just wanted me to do it, or my son or my daughter just wanted me to listen for a little bit." Stay close and may God's actions in the Word transform your life if you need that. And if your life is good, may it enhance it. I know even in preparation for these programs, that's what I've thought about. My Lord, I love you and I will follow you. But the more I read and the more attention I pay to every sentence, the more I see the glory of God and the mercy of God. Let us all open our hearts to Him, that He may show us who He is for us, our Savior. The first reading today is taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 3, verses 1 to 10. Peter and John were going up to the temple area for the 3 o'clock hour of prayer. And a man, crippled from birth, was carried and placed at the gate of the temple, called the Beautiful Gate, every day to beg for alms from the people who entered the temple. When he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked for alms. But Peter, looking intently at him, as did John, and said, "Look at us." He paid attention to them, expecting to receive something from them. And Peter said, "I have neither silver nor gold, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, rise and walk." Then Peter took him by the right hand and raised him up, and immediately his feet and ankles grew strong. He leaped up, he stood, he walked around, and he went into the temple with them, walking and jumping and praising God. And when all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the one who used to sit begging at the Beautiful Gate of the temple, and they were filled with amazement and astonishment at what had happened to him. It's one of the Lord's disciples, has a gift for healing. How many other gifts are being given to us, and we don't pay attention to them? Little gifts, big gifts, whatever they may be, share them with others. Bring hope to others. It's not about you. I don't know if we'll get a gift of healing, but we might. But think, brothers and sisters, what that must have been like for them. Everybody knew him. He was always there. And then Peter said to him, I have neither silver nor gold, but what I do have I give you. And he forgave him and healed him and restored him. Can you imagine what that would be like? Psalm 105 tells us, rejoice, O hearts that seek the Lord. Do you seek the Lord? Do you turn to him? I've tried. It hasn't always been successful, but I've tried every morning and at noon and at the evening just for a few minutes. I take another time of prayer, but these three times I just stop for a minute and try to say, thank you, God, for what you've done for us. Thank you, Lord. And if I need to repent for something, I take time to do that. Please, brothers and sisters, open your hearts to God. He's here. And let's take a look now at another part of Psalm 105. Let us glory in his name. Rejoice, O hearts that seek the Lord. Look to the Lord in his strength. Seek to serve him constantly. You descendants of Abraham, his servants, sons of Jacob, his chosen ones, he, the Lord, is our God. Through the earth his judgments prevail. He remembers forever his covenant, which he made binding for 1,000 generations, which he entered into with Abraham and by his oath to Isaac. Rejoice, O hearts that seek the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it, all of us. And the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verses 13 to 35. That very day, the first day of the week, two of Jesus' disciples were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus, and they were conversing about all the things that had occurred. And it happened that while they were conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them. But their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. He asked them, what are you discussing as you walk along? They stopped, looking downcast. One of them, named Cleophas, said to him in reply, are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know of the things that have taken place there in these days? And he replied to them, what sort of things? And they said to him, the things that happened to Jesus, the Nazarene, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, how our chief priests and rulers both handed him over to a sentence of death and crucified him. But we were hoping that he would be the one to redeem Israel. And besides all this, it is now the third day since this took place. Some women from our group, however, have astounded us. They were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body. They came back and reported that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who announced that he was alive. And then some of us went to the tomb and found things just as the women had described, but him they did not see. And he said to them, oh, how foolish you are, how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets spoke. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory? Then beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. As they approached the village to which they were going, he gave the impression that he was going on farther, but they urged him, stay with us, for it is nearly evening and the day is almost over. So he went in to stay with them. And it happened that while he was with them at table, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. With that, their eyes were open, and they recognized him, but he vanished from their sight. Then they said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scripture to us?" So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those who were with them, saying, "The Lord truly has been raised and has appeared to Simon." And then the two recounted what had taken place on the way and how he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. I don't know about you, but I think I might have fainted at that point. Can you imagine? Some people are seeing him and some are not yet seeing. Nobody knows quite what to believe. But the group who met him and learned who he was out in the wilderness somewhere, and they urged him, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening." So they didn't really know who it was yet. But he broke the bread and gave it to them. Brothers and sisters, God breaks the bread daily for us, daily. He waits on us. How deep is your faith? How deep? You know what you do if you think my faith needs to get stronger? What you do is come to the Lord and ask his help directly. Help me, Lord, to know you, to love you, and to serve you. Please, those of you who are Catholic who are listening, please go to the Eucharist as often as you can, because he will use you to bring many to him or many back to the church who have been gone a long, long time. The closing prayer says this: "We pray, O Lord, that the reverent reception of the sacrament of your Son may cleanse us from our old ways and transform us into a new creation through Christ our Lord." Brothers and sisters, God hears every word of every prayer you pray. Your prayers are not in vain. He just knows exactly when to answer them. But bring to him your concerns. Bring to him your needs. Bring him to your desire for a deeper faith. For he loves you and longs to bring you to himself. Please get off your knees and start walking toward him, in a sense. Walk to him. God will see you. Even if you don't see him, God will see you. You say, "Lord, thank you for everything you have done for us, and help me to be a better disciple than I am right now." Don't be afraid. He loves you. And when you know the love of God, you know everything. May God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.